episode 245, Share Your Heart.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day, ladies. How are you doing? It is a beautiful day. I hope you are ready for a splendid day out in your neighborhood. I pray your work goes well, that you're getting tons accomplished. Because, you know, it is about, you know, we wake up in the morning, you got to feel good, right? You got to feel like you're going somewhere. I'm so glad that you stopped by to say hi, because I love our chats. I love our time together. And today, it's all about sharing your heart. I went back and forth going, oh my goodness, what do I want to chat with them about today? What do I want to share with you? And I thought, my heart. And so I thought, what better way to say, well, share your heart? I think a lot of times when we are going through life and we're trying to do not only our daily mundane duties of the responsibilities that we have of being a wife and a mother and a father and a brother and a sister and an aunt and an uncle and a grandma and a grandpa. I mean, I can go on and on and on. And then we got to add in there the coworker and the boss. And then, oh, wait, I got to take care of the puppy dogs and the kitty cats. And then, oh, and then I'm also the coach of the football team. And then I volunteer at church. And you can't even say it all in one breath. And by the time you're done talking about it, it's been 2.5 minutes later and you're exhausted. Your head is throbbing because your blood is rushing the wrong direction. Yet you're saying, I am trying to share my heart. But you know, I want you to think about this in reverse. Are you really trying to share your heart or are you trying to hide? That's hard, isn't it? I found myself hiding. I found myself doing everything I thought I was supposed to be doing to be that great wife, that great mom, that great Christian. Yeah, I said it. You know, making sure I'm doing my stuff in the church. Now, honestly, I loved, absolutely loved what I did and have done and what I do in the church. But what happens is a lot of times we find ourselves actually thinking we're putting ourselves out there and we're actually hiding behind the camera, so to speak. I love to take pictures. And I take a lot of pictures. In fact, for many years, I was breaking a camera a year. I kid you not. You know, those little cute little snapshot ones, you know, I mean, they're digital. But I would literally like wear the lens down. They would not take good pictures after about the 10 and a half month mark. And they started to progressively get a little kind of off. I was burning them out. I don't think they were made to take as many pictures as I was taking. Yes, I literally have tens of thousands of pictures. I have a place that I store them all, and it's just for pictures. Now, I mention this to you because the thing was, is I love taking pictures of everybody. But how many pictures did I find myself in? Actually, not very many. I was behind the camera. Now, part of that was being mom. You know, I was taking pictures of, you know, when they were little and the babies and just growing up and all of these firsts and then their seconds and their thirds. And so, yes, it would be expected of me to be behind the camera. But what about the times that we went to grandma's house and papa's house? What about those times that we just went off to the lake and someone else could have taken the picture for me so I could have been in the picture? No, I was hiding behind the camera. Sometimes we think we're sharing our heart, but in actuality, we've built a wall. You see, when you're hurting, when you've been teased, when you've been made fun of, when you really don't know what direction you're going in life, or maybe you even haven't answered the question, what do I want to be when I grow up? It's easy to build up walls. It's easy to find yourself doing things that you think you're supposed to be doing. Everybody expects you to do them, so you do them, but actually what you're doing is you're masking yourself. You're hiding, and you're not sharing your heart. You think you are, but you're not. That vulnerability, you've shut it down. Why? Because you don't want to get hurt anymore. And this could be even things from the past, the reason why you do what you do. And it's not saying that you should feel guilty one way or the other. But what I'm saying is the most important thing is to be you. You are so precious. You sparkle. If I had a picture right now, I would want to take a picture of not you, but your heart. Why? Because that's where you feel. Okay, that's where you're like, oh my gosh, it's me. Share your heart. I know life is tough. And between it being tough and just having just kind of the unknowns and what am I going to do next? And I don't even know if I'm going to get the job raise that I need. I mean, I need a better paycheck. Where you are in your walk of life, you need to know that you are loved. Share your heart. Open yourself up. I want to challenge you today. Okay, this may sound like kind of a weird motivation, inspiration day for you, but I want to shed kind of a ray of hope for you. I want to extend to you this, and I want you to be infectious today. That's kind of a weird word. You don't hear that every day. I want you to be infectious with you. I want you to love yourself. I want you to celebrate life with you. I want you to share your heart with a smile. Share your heart with joy. If you need to, share your heart with tears. It's okay. But when you begin to do that, you open up the door to amazing possibilities. The opportunities are there. Why? Because you become vulnerable. People, they begin to look at you a little bit differently. There's this glow about you. Why? Because you are being you. Share your heart. You're precious. Don't hide it anymore. It's not worth it. Maybe you've been listening to me now for months, and I can say that because we've been here now for months. Woo-hoo! I mean, it's kind of a fun celebration to think that this is being released in September. So September 10th, you're listening to this. If you're on task with me, so to speak, it's September 10th that you're hearing this. Now, I'm recording it, obviously, before. I'm not that great to be able to do it literally on the day and produce it for you, but know that we've been around for a while. We've been around since January of 2015. That's a long time. And if you've grown with me, then maybe you've been one that's kind of been hiding, going, gosh, Christiane, she gets me. I don't know what it is. And I want to talk to her. And I want to get to know her, but I'm kind of afraid. Don't be afraid. It's time to share your heart. Be vulnerable. Today is your day to be infectious. To be infectious with your husband. Smile at him. Tell him he's amazing. If you're listening and you're my man listening, because I know I've got men who are listening, you need to be infectious with your wife. You need to tell her how beautiful she is. You may think you're telling her, but if you actually have not used those words, then you haven't told her. If you say, oh, you look nice today, that's not going to cut it. I'm just saying. Share your heart. Be infectious. Be infectious with your children. Tell them how adorable they are. Tell them how proud you are of what they are doing, the hard work that they're putting in at school. A lot of people are just now beginning classes. It's after Labor Day, and school has begun. Tell them, man, I love your energy. It makes me feel young again. That's going to put a smile on their face. Share your heart. Be infectious. Be infectious with your boss. I mean, seriously, can you actually maybe like your job for a day? Some of us, yeah, I know you're doing it just because what? You got to have the paycheck. I get that. Those J-O-Bs are very important for that. We need money in this world. But wouldn't it be awesome to be able to go into work and say, gosh, today I am just going to be me. I'm going to smile. I'm going to be positive. And if I'm feeling a little down and somebody says, well, how are you doing today? Then you're going to honestly share your heart and say, well, I could have better days. It's, you know, it's not as bad, but it's, you know, kind of a tough day. You would be surprised how many people would say, oh my goodness, I so can relate to that. And you may be thinking, oh wow, I thought she had the most perfect life ever. And in actuality, they don't. Nobody's living this perfection of a life. But I think that's what happens. We see the pictures out there on social media. We see all this stuff out there. And I could go on and on and on and on. And everything looks right because we're only going to share the good. But the key is to share your heart, the good and the bad. Obviously, there's times to do it. You don't need to like splatter it all over the world. There are some things that I share with you that I choose to share with you. And there are other things that I don't choose to share with you. And that's okay. But what I share with you is real. There's no hiding behind the curtain. There's no, oh, it's the wizard back there talking. Remember the good old Wizard of Oz? And they finally got to Oz. And they thought this huge, magnificent, amazing, know-it-all type of prophecy of a wizard was there. And really, it was just a man behind the curtain. Like you and me. Don't hide anymore. Share your heart. Be infectious today. Be infectious today, if I could actually say the word. But I want you to do that. I want you to be infectious. Say it with me. Be infectious. It's a cool word to say. And it's kind of more medical, right? Because you don't want to go and infect somebody. But infect someone today with your heart. You matter. You're simply incredible. And it's time that you become present in where you're at and stop worrying about hiding behind anything, whether it's a camera, a curtain, or your activities. Go out and be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We will talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.